For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. A cell phone is one of today's most common sounds. It's also common in places it should not be heard, South Carolina's prisons. Thousands of cell phones are smuggled into prisons each year, according to Brian Sterling, director of the State Department of Corrections. This is a serious problem, he said, because a cell phone in the hands of a prisoner is a weapon.
Inmates are physically incarcerated, but virtually because of cell phones, they're able to reach out and continue their criminal ways from behind bars. We can look no further than our own Captain Johnson, who is a contraband captain at Lee County. A hit was put out on him from behind the prison fence, and someone shot him in his house several times, and he almost died. He's a walking miracle.
Not only are murders ordered from inside prisons, but so are drug deals and other crimes, said Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott.
They run scams from prisons. The scams you hear about with senior citizens with calling them up and threatening them and saying that they hadn't shown up for court. And you're able to do just about everything from a prison cell that you can do when you're on the outside.
Lott said there are many ways to smuggle cell phones into prisons.
Unfortunately, a lot of it's smuggled in by correctional officers. Quite a few have been arrested doing that. Then a lot of them are thrown over the fence. Recently, footballs filled with contraband was thrown over a fence. They've used drones to drop them down. They have people that are paid to run up to the fence and throw a backpack or a duffel bag full of cell phones and other items over the fence, and the prisoners run, pick them up, and back into the facility they go.
The problem could be easily solved by jamming the cell phone signals, making the phones useless, Lott said. But Sterling said the Federal Communications Commission has prohibited signal jamming.
They interpret the 1934 Communications Act that says that you cannot interfere with a radio signal, and that's how cell phones work. I think technology's there far enough and has moved and advanced enough that we can limit the bleed over where it would not go outside the prison wall. The carriers don't like that, so I've asked them what their solutions are, and so I'm hoping that they will be able to come and say, okay, if we do this, the signal will not go in. But we'll see. It's been a long battle.
Even more frustrating is that federal prisons are allowed to jam cell phone signals, while state facilities are not, said Lott.
Makes no sense. I guess that's almost a slap in our face saying that we're not worthy of it. We're going to jam in federal prisons, but we're not going to allow you to do it in state correctional facilities or local jails. So that's the absurdity of it, that they're allowed to do it, but we can't do it.
Sterling said phone jamming hasn't yet begun in federal prisons, but it is being tested. To help combat contraband coming over the fence, the state has enlisted sheriff's deputies like Lott's.
We're paying them overtime to patrol our prisons and the perimeter, so we still have our security going around the rover positions, but they're out in the woods and they're patrolling. And Sheriff Lott's people, I don't have the numbers, but they've arrested a lot of people. The Lee County Sheriff is telling me that they're arresting a lot of people, and I know LC Knight down in Berkeley County, they're also very involved in this, and we're trying to get other sheriffs to do this.
The department also has enlisted members of the State Guard, volunteer policemen who donate their off time to reinforce its own personnel, said Sterling.
They're going to be taking the places of our officers, so we can take those officers. If we have a rover in front gate, back gate, if we have towers in the area, we can take those handful of officers and then we can put them inside our facility to help the officers that are already in there.
If the state doesn't get a solution from the FCC or the carriers, it will go to Congress, said Sterling. Lott added that every day they don't move represents another victim of these criminals. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.